Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala, Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal. Dina Dayal Prabhu, Dina Dayal, Dina Dayal Prabhu, Dina Dayal. Shama Sundara Kanaya Lal, Giri Bharat Hari Nanda Dulal. Nanda Dulal Prabhu, Nanda Dulal, Nanda Dulal Prabhu, Nanda Dulal. Achyut Keshava Sri Radha Madhava Govinda Gopala Hari. Achyuta Keshava Sri Radha Vallabha Govinda Gopala Hari. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivatadi Gaur Apta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 23, The Shishumar Planetary Systems. Shukadev Goswami continued preaching. My dear King Parikshit, 1,300,000 yojanas, or 10,400,000 miles above the planets of the seven sages, is the place the learned scholars describe as the abode of Lord Vishnu. There, the son of Maharaj Uttanapada, the great devotee, Maharaj Dhruva, still resides as the life source of all the living entities who live there until the end of creation. Agni, Indra, Prajapati, Kashyapa, and Dharma all assemble there to offer Dhruva honor and respectful obeisances. They circumambulate him with their right sides towards him. Previously, I described the glorious activities of Maharaj Dhruva in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Established by the supreme will of the personality of Godhead, the pole star, which is the planet of Maharaj Dhruva, constantly shines as the central pivot for all the stars and planets. The unsleeping, invisible, most powerful time factor causes these luminaries to revolve around the pole star without cessation. When bulls are yoked together and tied to a central post to thresh rice, they tread around the pivot without deviating from their proper positions. One bull being closest to the post, another in the middle, and a third on the outside. Similarly, all the planets and all the hundreds and thousands of stars revolve around the pole star, the planet of Maharaj Dhruva, in their respective orbits, some higher and some lower. Fastened by the personality of Godhead to the machine of material nature, according to the results of their fruitive acts. They are driven around the pole star by the wind and will continue to do so until the end of creation. These planets float in the air within the vast sky, just as clouds containing hundreds of tons of water float in the air, or as the great Shayna eagles, due to the results of past activities, fly high in the sky and have no chance of falling to the ground. These eagles are understood to be so big that they can prey even on big elephants. They fly so high that they can travel from one planet to another. They start their flying in one planet and land in another. And while in flight, they lay eggs which hatch into other birds while falling through the air. In the Sanskrit language, such eagles are called Shayna. This great machine, consisting of the stars and planets, resembles the form of a Shishumar, or dolphin, in the water. Sometimes it is considered to be an incarnation of Krishna, Vasudeva. Great yogis meditate upon Vasudeva in this form because it is actually visible. This form of the Shishumar has its head downward and its body coiled. On the end of its tail is the planet of Dhruva. On the body of its tail are the planets of Prajapati, Agni, Indra, and Dharma. And at the base of its tail are the planets of Datta and Vidhata. All of these personalities are demigods. Where the hips might be on the Shishumar are the seven saintly sages like Vasishtha and Angira. The coiled body of the Shishumar Chakra turns towards its right side, on which the 14 constellations from Abhijit to Punarvasu are located. On its left side are the 14 stars from Pushya to Uttarashadha. Thus, its body is balanced because its sides are occupied by an equal number of stars. And on the back of the Shishumar is the group of stars known as Ajaviti, and on its abdomen is the Ganga, which flows in the sky, known as the Milky Way. On the right and left sides, where the loins might be on the Shishumar Chakra, are the stars named Punarvasu and Pushya. Ardra and Ashlesha are on its right and left feet. Abhijit and Uttarashadha are on its right and left nostrils. Sravana and Purvashadha are on its right and left eyes. And Dhanishta and Mula are on its right and left ears. The eight stars from Magha to Anuradha, which mark the southern course, are on the ribs of the left side of its body, and the eight stars from Mrigashirsha to Purvabhadra, which mark the northern course, are on the ribs of the right side. Shatabhisha and Jeshta are on the right and left shoulders. On the upper chin of the Shishumar is Agasti, on its lower chin Yamaraj, on its mouth Mars, on its genitals Saturn, on the back of its neck Jupiter, on its chest Surya, and within the core of its heart Narayan. Within its mind is Soma, the moon, on its navel Venus, and on its breasts, the Ashvani Kumaras. Within its life air, which is known as Pranapana, is Mercury. On its neck is Rahu, and all over its body are comets. while in its pores are the numerous stars. And so, my dear King Parikshit, the body of the Shishumar, as thus described, should be considered the external form of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Morning, noon, and evening, one should silently observe the form of the Lord, known as the Shishumar Chakra, and worship Him with the following mantra. Namo Jyoti Lokaya Kalayanaya Animisham Pataye Mahapurushaya Abhi Dimahi. O Lord, You have assumed the form of eternal time. O resting place of all the planets moving in different orbits, O Master of all demigods, O Supreme Person, I offer You my respectful obeisances, and I meditate upon You. O King, the body of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, which forms the Shishumar Chakra, is the resting place of all the demigods and all the stars and planets. One who chants this mantra in order to worship the Supreme Person three times a day, morning, noon, and evening, will surely be freed from all sinful reactions. If one simply offers obeisances to this form or remembers this form three times a day, all of one's recent sinful activities will be destroyed. Recorded August 7, 2024, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varad Hari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashodanandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vana Chari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.